let's have a drink. And a little friendly competition. Great Britain style. That's right. Competitive wine tasting. Students at Oxford and Cambridge are set to face off in a blind tasting match tomorrow. They've been doing this for more than half a century. Gabriella Emanuel was at Oxford ahead of the competition.
As the 500-year-old bell tower tolls, about 25 students hurry through traffic. They cross a medieval cobblestone street, duck under a stone archway, and into a room named after T.S. Eliot, who studied here a century ago. Tonica Wilson is getting things ready. She's the coach of Oxford's Blind Wine Tasting Society, and right now she's struggling to uncork a few bottles. She succeeds and slips the bottle into a cloth sleeve to disguise the label. Many of the students here are hoping to make the elite team of six that get to represent the university.
Okay. Thank you everyone for being here.
Soon, the room is quiet and tense. One student makes his way around the long table, setting out wine glasses. Another student pours. Then, a sophisticated version of Guess the Grape. Study the color, swirl the glass, take a big sniff. Eventually, sip it and swish it. Then, you gotta spit it. No drunkenness allowed. And before the clock runs out, you guess.
You get 5 points for the predominant grape variety, 5 for the country of origin.
2 points for the region within the country, 3 to narrow it even further.
2 for the vintage, and then 5 points for your tasting note.
Your description.
Your description, yes.
Basically, what grape, from where, from when. Your tongue has to have a database of wine.
Blind tasting, as you all by now have realized, is very difficult.
Oxford's ultimate goal is, of course, beating Cambridge. Historically, Oxford has the edge, but Cambridge is the defending champion, and students are practicing almost every night.
It's very tense. People get jolly nervous. We go to the Oxford and Cambridge Club in London, so it's all neutral territory. The match happens in total silence.
Ren Lim, a graduate student, has represented Oxford 3 times.
Do people ask you the why question? Why you care so much about this?
Yes, I still struggle to find why.
In the end, Lim says it's fun and it's challenging. But he admits college kids will be college kids. So remember, you have to spit out the wine.
Your neighbor will sometimes like to hog onto the spittoon, deprive you of the privilege to use it.
Cambridge always makes more noise slurping and spitting than we do. We think they do this to put us off our stride.
But there's one thing these teams agree on.
We treat blind tasting as a sport. We train for it, you know, the way you train for a competitive sports match.
Coach Wilson says Oxford and Cambridge have petitioned to become officially recognized as sports teams. After all, it worked for chess. And in blind wine tasting, they are actually using a muscle. The tongue is honed, even if it is not toned.
I mean, they think that sport involves, you know, running around and kicking or hitting things. We disagree, of course, but there we are.
Other universities are catching on. It's even crossed the pond. Both Harvard and UPenn's business schools have wine tasting teams.
All right, shall we discuss these two?
Here in Oxford, it's Mateusz Tarkowski's turn to guess. He studies computer science and is hoping to make Oxford's team.
Cherries on the palate. Of course, it's a dry wine, and I definitely thought it was Italian. I'm not sure. Are the tannins too big for Sangiovese?
The tannins are humongous.
Okay. I thought it was a Nebbiolo.
A student stands at one end of the long table. He yanks off the cloth. Mateusz guessed right. Grape variety, Nebbiolo. Country of origin, Italy. Region, Piedmont. Subregion, Barolo. Year, 2009. Full marks. It's been a good practice. For NPR News, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.